are calling Ribby Paltz in Iraq. He's an embedded reporter. I'm not sure what division he's with.
We're not paying him, though.
Hello?
Yeah, Ribby.
Yeah, this is Ribby.
Hey, it's the Dunham and Miller Show.
Hey, Mills, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Not too well.
Where are you exactly?
I'm in Baghdad.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm in Baghdad, Iraq, and I'm not an embedded reporter or anything. As you guys know, I've been banned from every horse racing track in America and continental Europe because of cheating, and I actually came over here for the camel races.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they have camel races every year in Plano, which is right north of Baghdad.
Right. We thought you were an embedded reporter.
No, not an embedded reporter. I just got trapped here. See, I ain't watched the news in 20 years, So I thought Iraq was our friend. I don't know that we were on the brink of war. So I flew over here a couple weeks ago, and I took a room at the Radisson right next door to the presidential palace.
And
now I'm getting the hell bombed out of me.
Well, just kind of describe the scene that you're seeing there, I guess.
Oh, Giorgio, it's driving me crazy here. I cleared out the minibar in the first day. I need some booze. I can report one thing, however, although I'm not a good reporter for this war.
Right.
I can report that Saddam Hussein is still alive.
He is.
How do you know that?
Well, this was about 5 days ago. I couldn't stand the bombing anymore because I'm getting my ass bombed off. And I tried to walk to the Saudi Arabian border.
Walk?
Yeah, but that's damn far, man. That's damn far. Yeah. So I got about 3 blocks away from the hotel, and I got tired.
Oh, yeah?
And a bomb came in, and I jumped into a foxhole. And there was Saddam in there. He was all alone, crouching and shielding his mustache with his hand. And I said, "Damn, Saddam, you still alive?" And he said, "Ribby," because we knew each other from a couple wild nights in Vegas in the 70s.
Really?
Yeah, we shared a hookah. And he said, "Ribby, man, I was just bluffing. I had no idea they'd bomb me." And 2 nights ago, they almost blew off my mustache and blew off my falsies.
His falsies?
Yeah, he wears falsies. I didn't know if you knew that.
So he was just in a foxhole.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's on the run. There's no doubt about that. And so I took the opportunity, you know, being close to him, and I asked him if he had any weapons of mass destruction.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And he said, "Oh, my gosh, the war just calmed down."
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so
good.
I guess everything's over now, so that's
okay.
Good.
Good well, for good. You.
The war started again.
So anyway, you asked him if he had any weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, exactly. And the closest thing he said he had to weapons of mass destruction was copies of the Mark Cuban Show. Which he had threatened to show on state TV if the Kurds ever got out of control. Oh.
That would be awful. That would be a crime against humanity.
That would.
I ain't here, fellas. Don't you even care. You got to get me out of here.
Well, how? We can't get in.
My ass blown off twice.
Well, we could send somebody in for you, but it would be dangerous for them.
The infrastructure of Baghdad is crippled. I'm drinking my own urine now.
Oh, gosh. Don't do that. Just wait for American troops to get there.
Well, no, I'm not drinking it because it's no fresh water. It's because after so many years of drinking, my urine is a solid 90 proof.
Oh, gross.
Oh, God.
The bombs are going all around and doing stuff here.
They're doing what?
They're going all around and doing stuff. Hey, I saw Pete Arnett having a brandy with Natalie Maine, Sean Penn, and Chemical Ali at the Hotel Ball last night.
Oh, really?
You need to get out of there, Ribby.
They were all drunk, and Natalie gave it up to everyone involved.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Me.
You?
And a gorilla. Please send me some help. I've been trying to draw maps of Iraq in the sand because I've heard that's how you can get kicked out of here.
Yeah.
That worked. I gotta go. There's incoming.
Oh,
oh boy.
Man.